News of the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ken Johnson. The State House votes to override the governor's veto of Senate Bill 26, allowing for an extension of tobacco compacts until the end of 2024. The vote was 72-16. Radio Oklahoma News Network's Dale Forbus will be covering a news conference by the governor this afternoon. The executive director of the Oklahoma Association for Problem Gambling, Wiley Harwell, says when people call the gambling helpline, they have various services to offer to those who need help.
We have outpatient care that's paid for through funds that go to the Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services at approximately 30 different centers across Oklahoma. So outpatient treatment is virtually free to anyone that is a citizen of Oklahoma.
He says they also offer the contact information for Gamblers Anonymous near them. The number for people who need help is 800-522-4700. Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ken Johnson.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.